Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on JFH.
John Mellencamp week here on The Drive. This is Ain't Even Done with the Night. John Mellencamp, we gave away some tickets to see him. Today we'll be giving away Dierks Bentley tickets and tickets to see Metallica, so stay tuned. That'll happen a little bit later in the show. 869-1240 is the number. Bob and Jeff with you until 5:30 today. Coming up in our next segment, we'll talk with Mike Furches about movies, culture, and he'll participate with us in our Top 10 Wednesday.
Gotta love it.
Music-related movies. This was fun to look at.
Oh, I'm ready.
Can we include musicals?
Of course. That's what a music-related
movie
is.
I'm not going to include many. I'm gonna do mostly movies that have music as their backdrop.
I love it.
So that'll be coming up in a little bit. Shockers tomorrow in Charleston to play Davidson. 6 o'clock tip. On KEYN, this is a fascinating game now. You've had one game where they looked bad, one game where they looked really good. What do you predict in game three? Somewhere in the middle?
They will beat Davidson. See, now I'm going to call
now
it.
Now you're calling.
Now I got to feel like I got to make these proclamations now. I know him and Hahn, no beating
what
around the bush.
What happened to you? Why is there a new you today?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, you are. You've never been that forceful of a guy. You just kind of wilt and
I don't think I wilt.
Stay in the background and don't really say a whole lot.
Well, I feel
but today,
bad that I didn't pick a Providence win when I felt like they were going to hold their own at least. And you owe me $10. So
why do I owe you $10?
Because we made a bet.
I don't remember that bet. Max, did you write it down? See, that's already – no.
He said yes, so you're now lying to Max's face.
There's been no bet. So how do they go about it tomorrow? Is it McDuffie again having a big game? Is it Samaje Haynes-Jones having a big game? Or are we going to start to see – and listen, the other young guys have certainly contributed so far
they
this
have.
Season.
Udeze played well. I'm going to learn how to pronounce Udeze, right?
Udeze.
No, I think it's
Udeze.
Udeze.
Udeze. Morris Udeze.
They're calling him Mo now, though. So you gotta
Mo
put that
Udeze.
In. Udeze.
It's not Udeze.
And anyway, Echenique, that's the one you struggle with.
Echenique.
Echenique.
Why Q-U-E is not pronounced Quay?
I think it should be, too. Trust me.
Here's what I'm going to say if I get to know the youngster. Your last name has a Q-U-E in it. You're Echenique.
And I think in Spanish you pronounce the Q, qua, so qua, Echenique.
Echenique doesn't
Jaime.
Make any sense to me.
Doesn't really to me either.
Let's see what TJ says. TJ, we're waiting for some callers who are going to bring it to Jeff. Are you that caller?
I'm getting ready to bring it to you and proclaim my victory against you in fantasy football.
Why is that such a big deal for you, TJ? I saw you tweeted about it. You basically got lucky. What are you, 3-7 now?
I'm having a pretty rough year. I was really hoping to beat Jeff, but now that you lost that bet to Jeff over Wichita State game and don't want to admit it, I'm just really happy I beat you.
Well,
that's right. He's less of a man to you now, isn't he?
That's true.
My team is struggling at the moment. I'm going to look up those stats. I'll guarantee you I've given up the most points in this league this year, TJ. Your team's not very good. But congratulations on a shallow win that gets you nowhere.
That's true. You're right.
There you go.
What will you eat if you haven't given up the most points?
Carrots.
Please.
Thanks, TJ. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Who's given up the most points in our league?
Hold on a minute.
Because I've scored, I think I'm second or third in scoring.
The third most.
I refuse to believe that.
Ahead of you are Team Beat Jeff, who's been beaten by everybody, it seems like. and my Pastor Mike and his hunt for Red Chief Tober squad.
Well, Pastor Mike's just having a...
I've got Pastor Mike this week. A big game for playoff positioning.
And our commissioner, Virgil, is up there at 9-1. He talks it every year, and then he delivers.
I don't get it. Because I'm not... He's good, but you shouldn't be that good every year.
Well, he's scored the second most points, and he's given up the fewest points. And the points against things, just pure luck. He has nothing to do with that.
No. You can't control that.
When he pounds
his chest.
Although
he's the commissioner, so he probably made the schedule and is beaten up.
I've got the third most points, and I've given up the third most points. And what are you going to do? I guess you're going to be 5-5 when that's the case.
I've scored the fifth most.
And you've given up. How many points do you give up?
Who cares? I've given up the seventh most.
You should be better than you are.
Well, I'm getting better. My team rocks.
My opponents have outscored me. I'm sorry. I've outscored my opponents by 46. Virgil's outscored his opponents by 350.
It's a lot. That's 35
Daniel
Collins,
who's 7-3, has outscored his opponents by 128.
So Virgil's winning by 35 a week.
Duda has outscored his opponents by 133.
Impressive.
He's moved ahead of me into third place. That can't stand.
Well, he owes me money also.
Nobody owes you any money.
You do. Duda does. I'm sure Mike Furches probably does somewhere along the line.
Why are you being like this today? This is unbecoming.
Max, you owe me money.
This is unbecoming, and I can't believe that our listeners are allowing you to get away with it, especially after you call them out.
I tried. They don't want any part of this, and I totally get it.
I don't get it. The Shockers are expected to sign three players in the early period, guys that committed a while back. That's expected to happen anytime. They're adding a 6'8 forward from Alabama and a couple of guards, one from Massachusetts, one from New Jersey.
Who am I missing?
DeAntonio Gordon, Noah Fernandez, and Tyson Etienne.
That's right. Etienne.
You don't know how to say his name any better than I do.
It's E-T-I, right? Etienne.
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 That's how you say it.
Etienne. I don't know. Let's get Taylor Eldridge. He knows.
Well, two guards. They expect Etienne to be a big-time player. He's a four-star recruit. One of the highest in the Greg Marshall era. So with this young club they have this year, they lose McDuffie, Haynes Jones. You can see it. You can see that they're going to be right back to where they've always
been. It's not going to take as long as people think.
No, it'll be next year.
If not late this year. They could make a run late this year. I don't expect them to be like a top 8-4 seed in the NCAA tournament, but who knows? Maybe by late February and March, they're making a run in the conference tournament.
You never know. They've certainly got talent. They certainly have the right coaches. So we'll just have to wait and see. They're molding something that I think will have a lasting power. What did you make of Memphis? Didn't they go on the road and play somebody very well?
They played, LSU.
LSU lost by, what, 8 or so?
Yeah, hung in there.
So
LSU's a force.
LSU's a ranked team.
I like when teams that are a little bit off the beaten path are good in college basketball. Virginia Tech's good. Auburn's good. They haven't always been. There's some teams like that.
Well, but
year.
Is Auburn on the up and up?
Yeah, who cares?
You really don't care.
Not really.
So Bruce Pearl, they already got Chuck Person. His trial for wrongdoing begins after the first of the year. I mean, come on, man.
So what? How does that affect me? If they're playing good basketball, more power to them.
Alex Lomax, the player who committed to Wichita State, then reneged on that, went to Memphis, threw a couple of games, is averaging 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. So in case you're wondering about Memphis, it's way, way early in the season to pay much attention to any of this stuff. But now that the Shockers are in the conference they're in, it's interesting to see what's happening in the American. Temple is unbeaten at 3-0. And there's three other unbeaten teams.
There you go.
Something to follow.
Schedule's always interesting early on, and then you see what you got, and you lace them up in January and get going.
You're not reaching anybody. This new you is not working. It's not effective.
Why not?
Because nobody likes the aggression.
My bad.
Back in a moment with Mike Furches. We'll talk movies. My gosh, so much to talk about. Pop culture. We'll take your calls if you want to get involved in the best movies you've seen that are related to music. Please call us at 869-1240. Mike Furches is next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.